Listen, here's an old prison yard play called The Cavity Search. I'm going to take a handoff to me and then reject it. Then I'm going to hit nuts here deep and hard. I mean, I'm going to get that ball all down.
I got it, Terry.
Now, I'm going to slam it hard. You're going to wish.
I got it, Terry.
On two.
Break!
Hot one, hot two.
Lunch! Lunch is ready!
Who wants meat? That's my girl. Ripper's great.
Yeah. Stu certainly knows how to dismember an animal and then burn it.
I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Oh, gosh, Jerry, your stepmother's lover is a great father figure. You sure are lucky.
Yeah, I am.
This is the first time since my daddy died that I feel like a family. Do you feel like a family, Stu?
I sure do, little girl. I sure do.
I think I'll call you Daddy.
I like that. Life is so wonderful. As long as I'm not destroyed by my secret enemies, the Red Squad.
Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a builder, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Get some more time. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
And that is why they call it the oldest profession. Now, as it is Occupation Week, we are lucky enough to have some of your fathers come speak to us this week about their jobs.
When are the moms coming?
Never if I have anything to say about it, Missy. I gave Mom a chance to be civil, but I guess we have to settle this in court.
Now we'll see who the crazy one is.
Okay. Whoever's father is coming by this week, why don't you stand up and talk about what they're going to talk about?
Well, my dad makes video games, and I'll have plenty to give away.
My father's an anthropologist, and he'll have pictures of naked, attractive young people with ceremonially pierced nipples.
Yeah. My father will be here to talk about meat.
Big deal. Who wants to hear about meat?
Actually, he does know a lot about meat, and it's pretty cool.
Thanks, Octopussy.
Get out.
Meat, huh? Maybe I mistouched you, Blank.
Yeah, my daddy's gonna get the best speech ever. Hey, Daddy? Can you speak at my school about meat? Huh? Please? Huh? Meat?
Anything for my little girl.
What are you doing up there, Dad?
Just a little roof maintenance. The dairy smell masks my scent. Makes it hard for him to find me.
I'm gonna go into the house now.
Okay. Be careful of that doorknob. It's a smoked Gouda. Okay? Bye, Jerry.
Hello, stepmother. Hey, how many frozen pizzas did you buy for my sleepover tonight?
I thought I'd hold off on the pizzas, Jerry, until we found out how many girls are going to cancel at the last minute.
Hey, I just asked Stu to come to my school and speak about meat.
Don't go bothering Stu right now, honey, okay? He's under enough stress as it is.
Yeah, speaking of which, do you think he's been acting a little strange?
By accepting you as his daughter, you mean?
No, I mean by stapling chains to the roof.
Listen here, Jerry. That man works very hard taking care of his family and ours. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's fine.
Yeah, mind your own beeswax plug. Stu is fine.
Good one, Stu.
So, who y'all talking about? Come on, I know you're talking, because when I looked through the window, I saw a lot of gum flat there.
was just saying how excited everyone is that you're coming to school to talk.
Let's just hope it's not some sort of setup by the Red Squad.
Sarah, do we have any cream cheese?
I need to tuck point the chimney. Ooh, butter. Can't wait to talk to your class.
Satisfied, Jared? She's fine.
Is the craziest thing you've ever done with a boy? You first, Trudy.
Well, Ed Orden and I kissed beneath the school stairs.
What? Okay. What about you, Renee?
Well, me and Rich Casper went to a pool party one time, and we were kind of buzzed on sugar. So after everyone went inside, we put on our bathing suits and went skinny dipping.
What about you, Jerry?
Well, I don't know how crazy this was, but this one time I hooked up with this Colombian drug lord at a cockfight, and me and him and some of his death squad went to this abandoned warehouse. They tell me to face a corner, strip down on my panties, and hold on to the radiator. I figure, what the heck? Then I hear the click, click, click of the bigger one's peg leg moving closer to me. He removes his leg and slides it up my...
Derek, all Jerry's young high school friends are sitting in there in nothing but skimpy nightgowns. Why aren't you hiding in the closet masturbating?
I want to read my Gladiator magazines.
So, after we get all that mopped up, we still have to find a place to hide the body. That was probably one of the craziest things I ever did with a fella.
Jerry's got a boyfriend!
No, I never even saw their faces, much less got their name. You next, Copperhead.
I was holding hands with Mark Cozy.
Who are you? Who sent you? Who sent me? Hold on to this. It's made out of cheese. Now there's two of me. That ought to throw them off for a little while. I was never here.
Stu, you are hilarious.
What was that about, Jerry?
Oh, he's trying to scare us.
Well, he did a good job. Is he going to be able to make the speech at school?
Why wouldn't he?
Well, he seems a little unstable.
Yeah, well, he's not. Hey, I have an idea. Let's take off our pajamas and have a pillow fight.
No, it's a school night. We should really get some sleep.
Oh, hey, problem. Girl. Could this be true? Is my daddy crazy?
It's distilled from sugar cane and can be mixed with soda or tonic water and is usually garnished with a lime. Okay, who's ready for some rum?
Drink up, baby. That's when you Captain Stack original smoke rum for all of you. Get smoky. Drink me rum. Yeah. Remember, when the wind is in, when
good
we
job.
Drink more rum. Drink
good
me
job,
rum.
Mr. Dolphus.
Drink me rum. Me rum, drink it. Drink
Captain.
Me rum.
Okay. Since Mr. Colovitz finished a little bit early, I'm going to read you this book silently to myself.
Good rum. I can't wait till Stu comes with me. That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
Hey, Blank, I just heard from Renee that your dad is a wacko.
What?
Yeah, I bet you that nutcase doesn't even show up Friday.
That's madness. That's insane. That's crazy. He'll be here.
I knew this whole meat thing was too good to be true.
They told her to face the corner, strip down to her panties, and grab a hold of the radiator. Just then, the big one hopped across the room with his peg leg. Slowly, he unscrewed it and jammed it.
Stu? Oh, God. Stu? Stu? Stu?
Take it down a rung there, little missy.
How are you feeling?
Never felt better. Hey, I want to run my speech by you.
Let me pop in the old crapper. I'll be right back.
Jerry, everything's going to be okay.
I can't speak at your school on Friday.
Why? What's wrong?
I've been fired.
What do you mean?
The man who came into the mirror told me I was fired, and then he tried to shave me.
No.
He tried to shave me, Jerry. He tried to shave me. One, two, three, stroke.
Mr. Jellymack?
In a minute, Jerry. One, two, three, stroke. One, two, three, stroke. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Do you know anything about mental illness?
What makes you think I'm crazy? I know what I'm doing. I paint on every third stroke. It's a prime number. It can't be broken down. I try to paint on the even ones, but they keep fighting back.
You're not the crazy person.
I'm not? Of course I'm not. Oh, you're probably talking about your stepmother's lover. I hear he's a psycho.
What? Well, that's nothing but an ugly, vicious truth. He's insane. And I have to de-crazy him up by tomorrow.
Have you tried confining him to a small box, force-feeding him milk, and poking him with a stick?
Will that fix him?
It'll make his cutlets tender.
Hmm.
Hey, why don't you head down to the school library and get some information on maniacs?
Library? That sounds familiar. What is it?
I'm not sure.
Thanks, Mr. Jellymack. Hello? Yoo-hoo! Hello?
Hi. Looking for something? May we help you?
No, I was just leaving.
Nonsense. We wouldn't hear of it. We get so few visitors.
I was sent here to...
So were we. Could you get a message to Principal Mullet for us?
Principal Mullet? It's Principal Blackman.
There's been a change in administration. Would you ask him if we can come out?
Look, I just came in here to get some information on mental craziness.
This should get you started.
You mind?
How thoughtless. We'll be in the stacks.
The Truth About Mental Illness. Copyright 1932. Produced by the Association for the Advancement of the Mentally Ill. Turn the film strip ahead one frame whenever you hear, but not that just then. Wait until the next. That was it. Did you turn the film strip ahead one frame? If not, do so now. In the Middle Ages, physicians believed that mental illness was caused by demons inhabiting patients' skulls, and that there was no way to get them out. But today, modern science teaches us that this can be accomplished with the use of a simple hand drill. Thanks to this new technology, there is no reason the mentally ill can't be a valuable member of society. Here are some treatment success stories. Ed Walsh works as a carpenter. Sean O'Shea is a successful grocer. And if you need your teeth fixed, go see Steve Scrine. He's a dentist. Remember, with proper medical care, the owner of an alternative brain can be a doctor, or a butcher, or even a daddy.
I gotta get some treatment for my daddy's demons.
Stu?
Oh, hi, Jerry. How's school today?
I think the beasties in your head need to be let out.
What are you talking about?
You're crazy.
I am. You're the one who's yelling.
I am?
Yes, and I wish you'd keep it down because Derek is trying to sleep.
Well, what about you firing yourself?
Oh, it turns out it's just a big mix-up. But I have a talk with myself, and I've decided to give me another shot. Which means I can talk to your class tomorrow.
So you're really sane?
Jerry, if I wasn't sane, would I be able to make these rapid mood swings?
I'm so happy.
Go celebrate. I'll take the whole family out for pizza.
We go to Pizza Mania. All the kids go there, and they can see how uncrazy you are. Daddy. The two hug.
So, what would anyone like to eat?
I'm gonna chicken snatchatory.
Good. Certainly, and garlic knots are excellent.
Hello, Blanks. And Stu, it's your schedule to speak at my school tomorrow. And in light of certain unfortunate rumors that I've helped promulgate, it is my duty to ask. Are you insane in the membrane? Boo! I give this man a clean bill of mental health.
Very good.
I didn't order that. Who sent it? Who sent it?
It's not for you.
Then it's not for anybody!
Well, Jerry, it's been a tough night, but we finally subdued him. I'll tell you, your son Stu sure can't take a blow to the head.
Well, technically he's not my son. He's my stepmother's lover.
Oh, good. Then you can sign these release forms.
Oh. How's he doing?
Well, aside from the insanity, he's as healthy as a horse that's been beaten unconscious by a gang of savage orderlies.
Dr. Panning, can you get all the crazy out of my daddy?
I can't make any promises, Jerry, but I promise I will. I'll use every tool at my disposal. Medication, drugs, and pills.
Well, how long will it take?
Is it Wednesday? 30 years?
What? I need him by this afternoon.
Jerry, the brain is a delicate and highly complicated organ. I know, I've taken a few of them apart, and every time I put them back together, there's always a few extra parts laying around.
Why can't you just drill a hole in the skull to let the demons out?
Jerry... Drilling a hole in the skull to let the demons out is a pretty archaic treatment of mental illness. Today, we sedate the demons until they become addicted, and then we coax them out with a piece of meat. It takes years.
Then could I have a moment alone to say goodbye?
Of course.
Come on, Daddy. They got a speech to give.
Because Jerry Blank's father had a mental breakdown, he's in the hospital. So I thought we'd all pitch in and make one big card for Jerry that expresses how much I hate Jerry.
Not so fast! My daddy promised to give a speech today, and by golly, he's gonna give one. Please welcome Stu, my new healthy daddy.
Get that lunatic out of here!
It's okay. I'm all better now.
Now, as you all know, I am a meat man. And today, my little friend Tony and I are going to show you just a little bit about what that means.
Jerry, I came back and you and Stu were gone. What's he doing here? He's a very dangerous man.
Not anymore. I fixed him.
How?
With this.
Oh, dear God.
Easy, girl. Now, let's talk about cuts of meat.
Well, I'll be damned. You sure did fix him. What do you make of that?
Only this. We had a lot of fun tonight with mental illness, but the statistics aren't so funny. Millions of Americans suffer from psychological disorders and are not getting the proper care. Now you tell me what's so funny about that. Good night.
You're watching Comedy Central's Summer with a Twist. They're men at work, men at play, and men in lingerie. They're the League of Gentlemen in an all-new episode. Next.